Hi everyone, my name is Adam Small.
And I'm Jake Moses.
It's January 30th, and this is the maiden voyage of The Performer's Pathway,
a podcast adventure to help guide and navigate your musical life and career.
Okay, so the purpose of this episode is really to give you, the listener, a little background into who we are and why we're doing this podcast, and also how it can help you. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Adam Small. I began my career as a professional bassist in New York City. I got into production, mixing, mastering, composition, and more, and I started writing for TV and film, which eventually led me to Los Angeles, where I was splitting my time between gigging, recording, composing, and some other stuff. Anyway, on one of my gigs in LA, I met Jake Moses, who's my fearless co-host here, and we became friends.
Yeah, Jake. That's me. I came out in 2009 from Massachusetts. I played in a ton of bands over there. I figured we needed a little change of pace. We all drove out here. I was with like three other friends. Yeah, I started gigging out in LA. I was on a gig with Adam early on, actually. I got that gig like as one of my first. Mm-hmm. And we started hanging. And I think at some point you were like, hey, come up to Silver Lake. Let's go get coffee. I have an idea. And we could just kind of figure it out as we go. I was like, okay, that sounds kind of painful, but let's see what it is. And you pitched me this idea for the masterclass site.
So that's how my music masterclass was conceived, with a lot of caffeine and some good pour over, right?
Yeah, actually, it was just getting in that whole style of coffee.
You were just getting into it. Now you're a coffee snob.
So, yeah.
Or a connoisseur.
Well, I had worked at Blue Bottle. They were one of the original to start the third wave culture.
You were classically trained.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, so at this point in my life, you know, I'd been involved with a lot of different aspects of the music industry, and I had a lot of experience, you know, as a performer, you know, gigging, touring, recording, and also mixing and mastering for myself and other people. Like I said, I was writing for television. I was composing, and I also got into reading licensing contracts and all that stuff because I had to. You know, I had to deal with all the legal and all the networking side of it in a lot of different industries. I also had two separate scenes going on at once. You know, I was a musician on the hang, so I was a bassist. I was doing all that, and I was dealing with a very different kind of vibe in the TV film thing. There was a lot of different strategies, organizational skills, networking, a little more corporate structure. So basically, I had my hands in a few different things here, but more of that in a future podcast since it's a kind of a vast topic. But essentially, I wanted to take all my experience from these different areas of the industry and my musician world and kind of bring it out into this website, mymusicmasterclass.com. And at the time that we made this site, there really wasn't a lot of tools for the serious musician. There was a lot for beginners, but not for this demographic, and that's kind of why we made it.
Yeah, I remember at that point, like YouTube had exploded. If you wanted to learn a song, a blues riff, anything, you could find it on YouTube, which was funny because when I came up, it was Harmony Central. It was all guitar tabs.
Yeah, totally.
And that kind of went in a different direction. It got way worse. Like people just write the wrong stuff now, which is kind of funny. But then you just go to YouTube and you could figure out pretty much how to play anything. Someone will show it to you like note for note. But I remember being like, are we competing with that? Because it's all free, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, YouTube is this big rabbit hole of content, right? And anyone can upload it and it's not really moderated. And you don't always know what you're getting. But that's not even the demographic I was looking at. The demographic that I was thinking that needed this kind of stuff was the serious musician. So the serious musician wants to know from other serious musicians how to do what they do. Imagine taking a private lesson with every one of your heroes. That's kind of what we're trying to do and what we started to do and what we continue to do.
How did you get any of these guys? Because I would just come in when you'd either tell me to go to a shoot or we just started editing and learning and building the website. I never actually knew how you got any of these guys in a room.
Since I was working as a musician and I had a lot of musician friends in the scene, it kind of starts there, right? Everything starts with your friends. All my friends were super badass musicians. They trusted me. Also, I structured the website so that the musicians would always make the majority of the proceeds from the site. And this is super important to me now, and it was super important to me when I started as a professional musician and being, like I said, having all my friends being professional musicians. I'd been screwed over about a million times. Everyone else had. I'm sure you have, Jake.
It's the club.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted everyone involved with the site to feel the sense of community, you know, to be proud of it, to promote it to their fan base. And, you know, it's working out. We're still going strong after 7 years. We have more and more cats involved every day, and it's growing, and the word is out that we're cool.
Do you think we're a jazz site? A lot of my friends, I think, just think we're a jazz site, so they have no idea how to use it. And I'm always like, man, it's not that. It's for anything. A lot of them just happen to play jazz because they're insanely good.
We're not a jazz site. We're an everything site. We have a ton of jazz musicians. We have great jazz musicians on the site, but we have a lot of everything. Yeah, we have guys like Peter Bernstein, Gilad Hexelman, Jerry Briganzi, Luciana Sosa, Dave Liebman, Ari Honig, I don't know. But we also have videos by like Jay Deal on synth bass and music production, you know, Andrew Gouchet, who played bass with Prince and Chaka Khan, and Joe Lowry, she sang in Sting's band for years, or Scott Sherrard from Greg Allman's band and all that. I mean, the site's huge, the list goes on, and we have a really massive library of super useful info for all styles.
Well, I'm glad we didn't end up calling the podcast My Music Podcast, because I think we almost just agreed on that and then went with it, and then we were both like, I don't know about that.
We almost named it that because, obviously, My Music Masterclass, and wanted to relate it somehow, because it is kind of a sister idea to that, but...
Actually, I remember why. That's
a terrible name.
I remember because it was... We wanted My Music in it, because everyone always confuses us with the website Masterclass. So I was like, we need to drill My Music into their face so they don't ever think that we're Masterclass.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah, we're not Masterclass.com. We don't have serious corporate funding like that, unfortunately. They're rich. We're not. They also hired Kevin Spacey, you know, to do a masterclass on acting. We did not do that. We didn't make that mistake.
So. Yeah, that got kind of just swept under the rug anyway. But they got Herbie.
Yeah, exactly.
They got Herbie, man.
Yeah, they do got Herbie, and Herbie's great. We don't have Gordon Ramsay showing you how to cook paella or something. This is different. Although, you know, Gordon Ramsay, I'd love for him to cook for me, so I'm sure he's great. So anyway, we named this thing the Performer's Pathway because it's the pathway that you need to take as a musician in order to be successful. We decided to make this podcast really to supplement the info from My Music Masterclass with the other side of the musical coin. So one side you see a lot of at our website, mymusicmasterclass.com, is what to do in the practice room. And the other side is how to maximize your talent and your skills in the real world, right?
The podcast is sort of so you don't just stay in the practice room. It's like, get your stuff done, know how to practice, be focused, disciplined, and all that stuff. That's hard enough, but really to make money and to have this as a career, it's all the stuff outside of the practice room.
Yeah, I'm really psyched to do this because we'll be getting into all kinds of topics to help people's careers, right? Things to supplement what you're doing in the practice room, like Jake was saying, you know, you can get better gigs, be financially stable, be musically fulfilled.
Yeah, and we should get all kinds of artists. I mean, it doesn't have to be just musicians. I know there's a lot of like physical therapy stuff we can do so you don't get injured while you're playing. There's meditative breathing. I know a guy actually in Massachusetts who's amazing at that, like during performance.
Absolutely. We'll have top artists giving career advice, right? Discussing their pathway. And we're not going to limit it to musicians at all. I think we should get mental health professionals, performance coaches, practitioners of yoga, Alexander Technique, music lawyers. We have one on the site already. Club owners. I know a few. They'd have great insight into the other side of this business, right? Managers, music supervisors who I've talked to many through the years when I was licensing. This is all different perspectives that are necessary to understand if you're going to be a working musician, you know? Basically, anyone that can help musicians get that side of the coin together, I'm totally down. When it comes down to it, I'd like to say that the practice room side of the coin and the performer's pathway side of the coin, we're just going to call it the performer's pathway side of the coin for now. I'd like to say that they're equally important, but in reality, they're kind of not. the pathway, the performer's pathway side is more important, because when you're in a big city, a lot of the musicians in that scene will have the skills and the practice room side down. They're going to have that down. They're shedding. But it's the other side that's going to set you apart and give you work, you know, and get you moving in the right direction. You basically just need to get your shit together.
That's definitely our tagline.
It's going to be our tagline. The performer's pathway. Get your shit together. Not bad. Okay. Well, anyway, on that note, we're going to wrap up this episode. And please tune in regularly, because we're going to be producing some super helpful content every week. See you soon.